This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, how you doing? It's Kevin McCullough live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. We got a lot going on tonight, and grateful to have you with us. No matter where you are, I know that your time is valuable. I know that you have lots of other things to do, and so I don't take it for granted that you're with us. Our phone lines are open right here at the beginning, 888-340-3373. Tonight, a couple of hot, tawdry topics. The ongoing battle between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, this time taking a turn for the uber ugly. And seriously, I think one of the reasons why I just think Donald Trump should just drop out. I think it should be done. I think this is such a hideous chapter in the moment of presidential politics in American history. But we'll get into the reasons why. It has to do with the National Enquirer story. Did you hear about that? Somebody said that Ted Cruz and the National Enquirer had committed 5 extramarital affairs. Friends, not only will we, by the end of the evening, I think, have sufficiently repudiated this patently false story. And here's one of the things I want to know. Do you believe that that type of discussion is fair game? There's a lot of things about that story that are just unimaginable, unexplainable, that people were taking this seriously, bouncing it around the internet. And it's just piggish. There's just nothing nice to say about this. And this is what the presidential cycle's been reduced to. Pigs. Pigs acting like pigs. And I'm sorry to say it, but most of the pigs are in the Donald Trump camp. They behave bad. I'm not saying everybody that supports Donald is like that, but the greatest concentration of the people that act like that are all Trump supporters. And we're gonna discuss this tonight from a specific social media post that I gleaned some insight from this week, from one of the toughest, strongest, not moving his position on Donald Trump Trump supporter that I can find. I mean, it is just not there's no mercy and no give in this particular person. And so what he wrote, I then find to be very, very intriguing. But let's go to the big board and show you what we got coming up tonight, because not only are we going to deal with the National Enquirer story, the 5 ladies that have all been identified. Well, some of them have been identified, but the ones that have thus far have repudiated the story completely. And then in hour 2, the Ladies Lounge is going to be, kicking off. And we've got a newcomer in the Ladies Lounge tonight, Allison Howard. She is currently working with the Alliance for Defending Freedom. And she is doing a great job there in their communications department. But she's also been with Concerned Women for America and a number of other important places. She was with the Little Sisters of the Poor on the steps of the Supreme Court this week, getting jiggy with a lot of nuns. They were all out there doing their thing. And she's going to tell us what it was like to fight for religious liberty, something that the Constitution actually guarantees, right? I mean, we're guaranteed that right, religious liberty. Well, she's actually lived it out, so we're going to get we're going to have some fun with Allison Howard. It'll be her first appearance in the Ladies Lounge here on Radio Night Live. We've got so much to get to. And we're going to take your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It is important to note that this is the Holy Weekend for those that observe Christianity. And I know that this is an important weekend for everybody. I had someone suggest to me on Facebook starting yesterday, Kev, do you think it would be possible Actually, they weren't talking to me. They were just making it as a statement to their social media group. They said, do you think it would be wise, even responsible, for social media users this week to go from Friday to Sunday without posting anything political? Now, obviously, I have this show to do here in the middle of the weekend on Silent Saturday, right? Last night was Good Friday. Tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday, but here we are on Silent Saturday, and I thought, how, because I really loved the idea, because I hate the election. I absolutely despise this presidential election. It is so ugly. It is so nasty. It has been beneath my intelligence to have to comment on it. And yet, because of the way our nation is, here I am stuck. Even on the holiest weekend of the year, having to observe what's going on in the news and then giving some clarity to people that are still confused about it. And I don't mind doing that part. I just absolutely despise what our electoral process has become this go-around. Now, speaking of which, we've had our comedic moments on the campaign trail this year, have we not? Tonight, I believe it's tonight. Jackie, look this up. I think there's three Democratic caucuses being held tonight, and if they are being held, we will try to get you election returns as they come. The only bad thing about it is I think they're all out west. I think it's Washington State, and there's two, Hawaii, and there's one other one. But anyway, Bernie Sanders may, in fact, win all three, and it would be a clean sweep for him if he picked up all three wins tonight. And, of course, the Hillary camp will go, yeah, but that doesn't matter because we have so many more superdelegates that are already confirmed and all the rest of it. So, but he was making his speech today just to show you the kind of fun, almost necessary nature of what we've got to give ourselves the permission to just breathe every now and then and have a laugh on the campaign trail. Bernie Sanders is talking to a crowd of 17,000 people, and this is what happened. Watch.
Every kid in Oregon and Washington and Vermont to understand that if he or she does their schoolwork seriously, does well, takes school.
What?
There's a birdie that has flown up on the stage and it's sitting feet away from Bernie Sanders. For some reason, cracks him up.
Now, you see, this little bird doesn't know it.
Now, watch this.
Oh,
he flies right onto the podium and stares Bernie down. The whole place comes to its feet. It's just a little sparrow or something. It's a very tiny little bird. And he's just sitting on the podium looking directly at Bernie, and Bernie's looking at him. He's grinning like the fun-loving grandpa that he is. And then he flies off, so everybody gives him another round of applause. Truly one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I mean, sweet little thing, this little bird. Now listen.
I think there may be some symbolism here.
Of course, Bernie Sanders is going to cheer for that.
I know it doesn't look like it, but that bird is really a dove asking us for world peace.
Oh, okay.
No more war.
All right. I was kind of with him on the whole, this could mean something, be very symbolic, until he turned it into a dove and said it was for world peace. But who's ever seen that happen before? You're in a room with 17,000 people, and the bird lands feet away. That is enough to distract the audience. They get really, you know, there's a little cockle of the heart getting warmed there. And then he starts to talk about it, and it flies directly up on his podium and looks him dead in the eye. I mean, it's just one of those moments that, I don't know, maybe I was just feeling more affectionate than normal today because my three-year-old was, and my three-year-old is an animal lover. He is all about the animals and loving the animals and seeing the animals, and he wants storybooks at night before we go to bed that are, you know, all animals, etc. Did we have it from another angle? I thought we had it from another angle. If we don't, that's okay too, Nick. But it's just, it's a tiny little bird, and he jumps up on the podium and just looks Bernie in the eye. And I think I would have had a hard time not waxing maybe biblical, you know, because you feel like something like that has to happen. That has to be, by the way, that has to be like a sign. If you think that signs can be had, a little tiny sparrow flying up and landing on your podium while you're giving a speech. Come on. Anyway, so tonight you got Alaska, you got Washington State, and you got Hawaii. So we're not going to let me just dispute what I just said. We're not going to have any election results for you tonight because it's going to be sometime around 3 in the morning before they all get in. But there's a very good possibility that Bernie Sanders could go 3-0 tonight. Hillary could go 0-3. And if that's, in fact, the case, it'll be kind of a big night for him. He'll have something to brag about and he'll raise a lot more money. He raises money when he loses. I don't know what he's going to do if he wins three states all in the same night. I mean, that's truly going to be on the amazing side. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we're live from New York. We've got a lot to get to. Phone lines open. Stay with us on Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live in New York. And 888-340-3373 is our phone number, 888-340-3373. Our evening is being brought to you tonight in part by the great people at MyPillow.com. MyPillow guaranteeing you the greatest night's sleep you'll ever get every single night or your money back. 800-506-2641. Here's what they've got going on. If you buy a queen-size or king-size pillow at a regular price, they're going to give you a second pillow of that exact same quality at no additional charge. So you get two pillows for the price of one. But if you call tonight, if you call before we're done, off the air tonight, 800-506-2641, they're also going to throw in two of the go-anywhere pillows, which I have actually used in international travel. I've actually gotten REM cycle sleep on an airplane traveling to a foreign destination. It's just crazy how good these pillows help you get sleep. And if you have had trouble sleeping, if you have had any kinds of problems from fibromyalgia, the chronic waking during the night, cramping in the back, lower back, the neck, the shoulders, friends, it's all about getting the cervical nerves relaxed and getting into that REM cycle sleep, so that your body can heal and restore itself. So go to your phone, dial in this number, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. You can be guaranteed to get this special, the four-for-one, four pillows for the price of one, if you do it over the phone. I cannot guarantee you it if you do it online, but you can try. MyPillow.com, promo code KMC. But if you use the phone number, 800-506-2641, you can get four pillows for the price of one, but for a limited time. If you call tonight, I can guarantee you that you'll get it. All right. This week was a disaster for the presidential candidates that are seeking the highest office in the land. So much so that Hillary Clinton took to, on the other side, the Democratic side of the coin, giving speeches talking about the tone of the race, even though she stands nothing but to benefit from the infighting that the Republicans have had going on. And it really got nasty this week. It got nasty in a way I've never seen it get nasty in my lifetime. It got so nasty that I have now officially made an endorsement in the race, and I wasn't intending to endorse anybody in the primary cycle of 2016, because I was going to support the Republican nominee and try to help defeat the leftists. But I discovered something. I discovered that one of the candidates has no moral center. That really, and this is what I mean when I say that. He's willing to bully an innocent person who is weaker than him, who can't do anything for him. The greatest measure of a man that you will find is how they treat people who can do nothing for them. And so this week, a super PAC that has nothing to do with the Trump or the Cruz campaign launched a print ad earlier this last week in which it unfavorably showed Melania Trump in a using a picture that she took back when she was modeling somewhere that she had no clothes on. And it said something along the lines of your next first lady, blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump, instead of attacking the super PAC that put it out and the woman who specifically took credit for putting it out, her name is Liz Mayer, L-I-Z-M-A-I-R. She specifically took credit and tweeted Donald and said, I'm the one who put this out. And she has no connection to the Cruz people at all. So instead of attacking her, instead of attacking the actual person that put out the ad about his wife that he considered to be unflattering, even though that naked picture of Melania is available. If you do a Google search for Melania Trump and it doesn't pop up, then you've hit the jackpot. You should immediately lay a bet in Vegas because you're not going to have those odds again. That picture is everywhere. So instead of attacking the person that actually did it, he went after an innocent woman in the person of Heidi Cruz, the wife of Ted Cruz. Now, it's only a bully, only a person that has a moral vacuum where their heart should be, that would say, I get attacked by one group, and instead of hammering them and going after them, I'm going to go over here and attack somebody that had absolutely nothing to do with it. The Cruz camp admitted they had nothing to do with it. Their super PAC said, we had nothing to do with this. Ted Cruz said directly to Donald, we had nothing, we had no knowledge of it. And he denounced it immediately. But didn't matter because Donald Trump decided he was going to bludgeon Heidi Cruz. So he threatened. He said, play nice, Lion Ted, or I'll spill the beans on your wife. Well, a full 24 hours goes by. The original ad of Melania was completely denounced by the Cruz campaign. The person that put it out took credit for putting it out. And instead of then, after he was properly notified and with much certainty, instead of attacking the people that put it out, he put out another attack against Heidi Cruz, in which this time he, in essence, called her ugly. He said, I would spill the beans, but sometimes pictures speak 1,000 words. And he put up a picture of his wife looking super hot and a picture of Heidi Cruz looking less than flattering. So he's a misogynist. Why did people get all mad at him at the first debate, or get mad at Megyn Cudd at the first debate? Because she asked, do you have issues with being a misogynist? Do you sometimes treat women in not nice ways? And Donald Trump got mad. He got so mad that he then went on the attack against Megyn Kelly. He said not nice things about, well, he said in the debate, I've only ever spoken critically of one woman, Rosie O'Donnell. Then within 24 hours, he went tweet nuts on Megyn Kelly. A couple of weeks later, he insulted Carly Fiorina, said, look at that face. Who could come home to that face? A few weeks later, he was found to have said that the only proper way to deal with women is to treat them like shh. Friends, the list goes long. But this time, he hit a woman that had done nothing to him. This time, he hit a woman that had had zero to do with the thing that he was supposedly upset about. And I don't know why he's all that upset about it if every other Google page on the entire internet is full of his wife with her clothes off. How do you get upset with other people for pointing that out? That's what that super PAC did. But all that to say that this little controversy and his attacking an innocent woman paled in comparison to what I believe is an issue that he also helped spearhead in the National Enquirer. He's accusing of Ted Cruz of having 5 affairs with women that remain nameless. But I'll tell you why I believe not only the report is garbage, but why Trump is behind it as we continue. And I'll take your calls. Is this the kind of rhetoric, debate, discussion that you want your front runner, Republicans? This is your front runner. This is the standard bearer for your party. He's calling women ugly. He's accusing faithfully married men of cheating on their wives. Oh, when he's done that. How can anyone with a moral center still be supporting Donald Trump? That's the question. 888-340.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. It is Radio Night Live, and the sounds of the Hot Sardines, our house band. Always glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The story of the week, even though we had a terrorist attack, even though we had the president more or less ignoring what's going on in the rest of the world, which that alone should have been the dominant media coverage, it wasn't. The dominant story of the week was, how do you treat an innocent woman that had nothing to do with a major scandal that was developed by other people? And in the case of Donald J. Trump, the answer is you bloody her. You do what you can to hurt her, even though she had nothing to do with it, because you're angry and at 12:30 in the morning, you decide you're going to get on Twitter and go nuts, which is what Donald Trump has done somewhat frequently at times. So here's the back end of the rest of all that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We saw the controversy breakout, and that just began to die down when late on Thursday, rumors started flying that in the National Enquirer that Ted Cruz was going to be accused of having committed 5 extramarital affairs. And they had pictures of the women with supposedly with black bars across their eyes that they that you couldn't identify. Well, they're not very smart, because a simple Google search on Google Images and you can go match up the faces. And so they've identified 3 of the people that are involved. One is the former staffer to Senator Cruz, Amanda Carpenter, a former colleague of mine at townhall.com. She now writes for herself, and she's a contributor at CNN, but she was one of them. The current press person for the Trump campaign, Katrina Pearson, she was another one of them that was named. A former assistant to Carly Fiorina, a third of the 5. So here's these 5 women. 3 of them get outed. Nobody is told ahead of time that this story is coming out or even asked for a fact check. And in the middle of the story in the National Enquirer, you find a curious direct quote from a subhuman life form by the name of Roger Stone. Roger Stone is, he's a political hack. He does everything he can to achieve his objectives, regardless of who he hurts. What he does, there's no, much like Donald Trump, who has been his buddy for many, 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 many years, there's little ethical barriers that he won't cross to try to make this happen. So as you begin to see the kind of overarching picture of this, it also becomes revealed that the CEO of the National Enquirer is somebody that Donald Trump has a close personal relationship with. In fact, some of the stories in the election cycle up till now have featured pieces that have been very unflattering against people that just happened to be surging in the polls right around the same time that Donald Trump was. The Trump campaign today is desperately trying to get out the word that this story was in some way given to the National Enquirer by a Marco Rubio staffer or friend or acquaintance. Now, how the Trump people would know that if the person also didn't have a relationship with them is probably a question worth asking. But even in my own flagship radio station here in New York City, yesterday, Good Friday, one of the holiest days of the year, one of the days we should be observing the sanctity of God and all things that are decent and moral. And somebody had sent word, and so there was an email floating around, and the question was, you know, do you think it's real or not? I immediately reached out to the Ted Cruz campaign. I immediately reached out to his head press person. Immediately, the response I got back directly from the candidate, that he had given this statement, and this is what they were saying in response, was that these accusations are absolute garbage. There's not an ounce of truth to any of them. And they were going to fight the implications that they were true in any way. Absolutely 100%. Now, part of the whisper campaign that's going around with this is, well, you know, the National Enquirer was the one that caught John Edwards. And, you know, the National Enquirer was the one that caught this person or someone else. That's all true. But if you look at the litany of stories that they've run that have been absolute bombs, that have had no truth to them, I mean, Hillary Clinton supposedly dying of a head injury, right? Brain cancer drama. She's still got stuff going down. Tom Selleck is supposedly getting a divorce from a woman that he's been married to for all these years. Ben Carson supposedly butchered somebody's brain during the election cycle. I mean, some of the Ben Affleck and J-Lo were supposedly caught being intimate somewhere, even though there's zero proof of any of this. Look, they want to be credible. But the truth is, their track record is horrible. Coming back, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
CreditBiz.com.
It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York every single Saturday. And we are grateful to have your listenership, your participation in the broadcast via your phone calls, 888-340-3373. Why on any why on any grounds can someone continue to support a person for president that has no moral center? And I'm defining moral center as, number one, by not bullying people that are innocent. It seems to me that if you're willing to hurt those that can do nothing for you for no reason, that makes you a bad person. Maybe you disagree. 888-340-3373. And if you disagree, you will get to go to the front of the line, like Rick in Tampa, line three. Hello, Rick.
Well, hello, Kevin, and have a blessed Easter weekend to you.
Thank you.
And it is a wonderful weekend, but I do have to, you know, I'm listening to what you're saying, and from what I'm listening to is the National Enquirer, everything that you're talking about is just so just so out there to hold on to and to give up on the only person. If I have to see Hillary Clinton in office, I mean, just think of what Obama did by not going over to not being part of that. She's part of that whole scene, and to see her in office, oh, would be so heartbreaking. So this, Trump, I believe, still is the one with his with what he stands for business wise is the only one who can take her down.
Rick, you do know that in 23 consecutive head-to-head matchups, and another one was just released last week, that Donald Trump not only loses to Hillary, but he's now losing by more than double digits. He was losing in the single digits. Now he's down 11, 12, 15%, depending on the poll that you look at.
Right, but that is. But who else would even come close to even? I mean.
Well, in the same poll, Rick, Ted Cruz and John Kasich both beat her. And Ted, if you're wanting an outsider, someone who's fought Washington and actually has done it, how can you not say that Ted Cruz has a better record of that than Donald Trump? Donald Trump's been funding Washington for the last 40 years.
I disagree. I just think that when it comes to an actual winning the Republican nominee and then going after Hillary in his way that, you know, is not too soft in what he does, I think everything could change because what she has.
So I want to make sure I understand what you're saying, Rick. I want to make sure I understand because I don't like to assume things that I don't understand properly. So here's what I hear you saying. Even if he is a world-class jackweed, you're going to vote for him because he is good. You think that he's going to come from behind from all the public polling that is wrong. His negatives are off the charts. We have never seen a guy that's had worse negatives with more voter groups than this guy. He's negative 77 with Hispanics. He's negative 70 with women. He's negative 60 with men now. I mean, the African Americans, negative 83. I mean, this guy, there are not a lot of people that like this guy. And you believe that even if he's a total jackweed, that he can still beat Hillary in the fall.
I believe that there are parts of him that are not jackweed. I get a kick at what you're saying, but there are some reputable people who are behind him, and they're right in New York, and I don't understand that. Yes, there are some bad sides to him, but look at what Hillary is hiding, this whole email thing. I mean, gosh, that's scary. That is like...
But let me ask you this, Rick. Let me ask you this. Do you think the Bumbledorf that Donald Trump is on the debate stage is actually going to make the case against Hillary Clinton? Or do you think a prosecutor who's gone to the Supreme Court and actually defended the Constitution and won on five occasions would actually be able to get the case against Hillary told to the American people and be able to get a conviction in the court of public opinion?
Ted Cruz you're referring to?
Yes.
Yes, okay, no. I would agree on that. If that was, yes, I would agree with you on that, but I don't, this is the first time I'm actually hearing this the last couple of days of what you're talking about, the National Enquirer thing, and I'm curious to see where it goes from there, but I'm behind him on a lot of things, and I really enjoy your show program.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for the call, Rick. Thank you for everything that you had to say. And we can agree to disagree. I don't have a problem with that. But this is my problem. Donald Trump plays dirty. He is willing to lie to the American voter. He's run around and said, I'm going to build the wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. And then he tells the New York Times, forget about that. That's all negotiable. This is the way that he thinks he cuts great deals because he lies and then he settles for something less than what he said to begin with. And my problem is if we're going to have a guy in the White House who's executing a war against terrorism, who is trying to get a reform package done on the IRS system so that we have a different tax code that it becomes more fair. If we're trying to get rid of Obamacare and replace it with a market-driven model that actually helps people in the real way. If we're doing any number of things, if we don't have confidence in the man's character, if he's just a total jackweed, how can you ever trust him? How can you trust him to do what he says he's going to do? He's taken six different positions on most of the issues that he's talked about in the campaign, and sometimes within minutes of the previous position that he had. But that's what politics is. Seasoned politicians get used to changing their positions like that. So for all the talk that he's, you know, not one of the... He learned the craft pretty quickly. But here's my problem. If you're a mean person, if you're a cruel person, if you beat up women who are vulnerable because you can and because there is no reason to, dude, that is evil. There's a degree of that that is dark and sinister. And I don't care who you are. If you're voting for Donald Trump right now, you will be forced to admit that this is his mode of operation. He bullies the weak when they threaten him. And that ain't good. And it's not going to win women. And what groups do you bring in? They just had the Utah primary that he lost in a landslide to Ted Cruz. Guess what? If it was a general election, that state would have turned blue. Because Hillary Clinton beats him like a drum in Utah right now. Bernie Sanders even worse. My question tonight, doesn't character matter? Shouldn't, if Donald wants to be the nominee, shouldn't he address these things and pledge to never do them again? Coming right back, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Glad Roger with us live from New York. Coming up in the second hour tonight, Allison Howard is going to be with us in the Ladies Lounge. And she was actually on the steps of the Supreme Court as the Little Sisters of the Poor case got argued this week. And she's going to tell us, you know, what not only what the case is about, but the attitude behind it, given that religious liberty is something that's really at stake in this next election. And even in the selection of the next Supreme Court justice, religious liberty is on the chopping block. And Allison Howard is going to be with us to discuss that. She's a political commentator. She was with Concerned Women for America. She's with Alliance Defending Freedom and doing a great job. All right, I want to go back to the phones because we've got a lot of people that want to weigh in. 888-340-3373, line 2. George is in Long Island. Hello, George.
Hello, Kevin. I'll be quick. I got three issues about character. Trump, I was vetting his medical records, and the skull x-ray showed a sign that said, we'll build the suit, space to let. In the interim, Bernie Sanders, according to the Audubon Society, that was a cuckoo, and it was a mating season. And the bird said, no, you're too old to perpetuate the species, and flew off. But my best one, my favorite, is Hillary. Hillary, quite controversially. My, how your scandals grow. Benghazi's here, bribery's there, and secret emails in a row after row after row.
Good stuff, George. Happy Easter to you.
Same to you and your family.
Thank you so much. Great weekend. 888-340-3373. Let's get line 3. Ralph's in New Jersey. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, you know, this National Enquirer story is nothing but slime and garbage, and the voting of vote is not updated because, obviously, but the people who put out this whole garbage and slime. With that being said, what is more concerned to me is Obama and his disengagement on this war on terror. This man, I'm telling you, Nero is killing while, the mayhem and March Madness is going on in Brussels, in Belgium, okay? He has time for the World Game and the Tango in Argentina, and while he was in Argentina, he take a shot at the bow and take a broadside on Ted Cruz. I'm calling on Obama to run out now and debate Ted Cruz.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening. Yeah, no, I totally get it. The world community has not felt the support of America this week. The suicide bombing in Brussels, the president's too busy to even get there. I mean, to even come home, to even do anything. I mean, I saw other world leaders making public statements saying they were going to, and by the way, Belgium's a NATO ally. We're bound by contract to help anybody that attacks them. We're bound to help them. And just kind of astounding, the blank stare, blink, 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 kind of like SpongeBob that we get from him on this. And you know what? There was a pattern to these. And I don't have time to recount it now, but there were like 5 terrorist attacks over the last 6 years that he was always absent for any response to following.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For a while.